Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of December, recording at 9:53 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Apologies for the later recording of this audio. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly weaker. Relatively significant weakness in Japan, Hong Kong, China A shares, the Australian ASX 200, but all of these declines less than 2%. There were a few exceptions, Thailand leading a steadier ASEAN sector, showing a moderate gain. Now, the European stock markets closed a little bit higher here today. They closed when Wall Street was showing some decent gains, having been helped by improved economic data, including lower jobless claims. Wall Street did pare back those gains and closed with on the plus side, but only slightly so. I see Canada, Mexico, and Brazil were all down a little bit. And long-dated government bond prices saw a little bit of profit-taking here against the background of slightly steadier stock markets in Europe and North America. The gold price seesawed. Sorry, here a bit of a scratchy voice. The gold price seesawed here today before closing, or actually it's trading after hours now, at 1570 and change. That's down a little bit. The other precious metals, silver actually managed a small gain, currently 29.15, having been over a dollar lower at its low today. Palladium, tiny gain. Platinum closed weaker, 14.07. Crude oil is weaker, 103 and change for Brent, and the NYMEX down to 93.35. That's really the main news. The rest of the commodities showed a mixed picture, although slightly steadier among the industrial, a majority of the industrial metals. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, concern for over the European situation continues to run high. I mean, that's the case pretty much, it has been the case pretty much every single day here for a number of weeks now, although we did see the troubled bond yields in Italy and Spain back off somewhat here today. In other words, they were lower. There are growth concerns, understandably. The weakness of China is a concern, both regionally and globally. We have very low interest rates in the West. Interest rates are almost certainly going to come down in the growth economies, although they have not commenced that decline yet in China or in India in particular. But that's what we're likely to see over the next few months as growth slows, the weakness of commodity prices causes inflationary pressures to ease, and that should lead to, as I say, lower short-term interest rates in the growth economies. Now, the problem is the growth in the growth economies is slowing, and growth is really very weak despite a slightly steadier U.S. performance in the West. So that's really what's concerning investors. And it's also why the shares that are doing best are those with covered dividends that are global players, the autonomies, in other words, and the dividend aristocrats, they continue to dominate performance to the upside. And it's a sector that we continue to like a great deal for that reason. Long-dated government bond prices remain firm for the U.S., the German bunds, the Australian government bonds, the Japanese government bonds, UK gilts, and that's due in various combinations to quantitative easing and particularly the weak overall economic background that we see. So in terms of interest rates, we could say this is a favorable environment for equities, and that has been sufficient to help cushion downside risk for these stock markets. But the flip side of that is that interest rates are so low because of the concern over growth, and that inevitably causes concern over corporate profits, although they have held up remarkably well, at least as far as the autonomies and the dividend aristocrats are concerned. The commodity reset at lower levels is extremely important, as I continue to maintain, in terms of lowering inflationary pressures generally and creating the conditions for improved growth later on. But when that's actually going to kick in, I suspect we're going to have to wait at least another quarter or two for that, because really the growth economies have only just started to lower interest rates, and we do not yet have a solution to the euro problem that satisfies the markets. And there's also concern with the U.S. over the impasse between Republicans and Democrats over measures to make meaningful cuts in the U.S. government deficit, which continues to grow. So that's the background overall. A little bit more of the same, testing nerves, but less so if you're long some of the autonomies and dividend aristocrats. More tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.